Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Welcome to the musical world of Delicate Steve. He is Steve Marion from New Jersey and recorded his debut album, Wonder Visions, which came out in February on David Byrne's Luwaka Bop label by himself. But now he has put together a band of his friends to execute the fun, intricate instrumentals on the disc. The band is here to play live. I started out by asking Steve about if he thought of the album differently because it was an instrumental disc.
Yeah, I don't know. I never looked at it as being, or thought of it as an instrumental thing, just because I can't sing, so it wasn't like I was
not singing.
Not putting something on there. So,
well, going around the room, we have a very cool drum kit that does not seem to have a snare drum involved, and sort of a stand up drum kit, kind of cool. A couple keyboards, a couple guitars and bass, and this is Delicate Steve. And what do you want to start off with?
This one's called Sugar Splash.
Delegate Steve's playing live for us today in the Cafe Studios. So things have morphed a little bit live. Boy, if you played everything that long, the album is like 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
And so it would be, you'd have an hour long album.
Right, totally.
That's kind of fun to extend them a bit,
I would think. We're jamming out a little bit.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One of the things one would kind of think it was true from the title of it, Wonder Visions, is that sort of the layered work that Stevie Wonder did on those initial great albums was an influence in some way.
Yeah. I really like Stevie Wonder. And I like how those albums are produced and how universal I think his music is, which was kind of an influence and inspiration to try not to. It didn't seem to me like it was an experimental album that I was making, so trying to make it kind of universal for what it was.
No, that makes sense. And another band I've heard you mention is actually one of my favorites is Rat-A-Tat, which happens to be an instrumental band,
yeah.
but also really works well with layers like that.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. Well, man, I'd love to hear how these other songs get extended. What do you want to do next?
We're gonna play this one for 2 hours now. This one's called Wonder Visions.
Wonder Visions, which is the title song of Delegate Steve's first album, live version today at the cafe. You should go around the room and tell who is playing here today.
Okay. I'll go Left to right here. Left, we have Mickey Sanchez on keyboards and shakers and things.
Are you and Mickey like the oldest relationship in the band?
It would probably be Adam and Mike,
okay.
Who we were in a band in high school together. But I met Mickey in high school too, but we all went to different high schools.
Gotcha.
Just that time. Mike is playing the stand-up drum set without the snare. Mike Duncan. And Christian Peslak is over here playing on the other guitar. Me and him playing guitar together. And Adam is the bass player, Adam Pumilia.
Some of these guys, this goes back so long. What is your musical history, Steve? When did you start playing? Were you in bands in high school?
Me, the drummer, and the bass player, Mike and Adam, were all in a band together in high school. We would always play this local show at a church on the third Friday of every month. Yeah.
So did that band have any success?
We got signed to in a really weird deal to Warner Brothers, and then, long story short, the album got shelved. We got dropped, and we kind of broke up for other reasons after that.
That must not have been easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
Did you, but you're still doing music. Did you think of giving it up or anything? Or?
Yeah, definitely. There was a point where I like stopped playing or didn't want to play, thought about other jobs and went on a little trip, on a road trip with Mike, and kind of got away from music, and then I felt like I really needed to get back to playing, and so then that's when we started to all kind of come together collectively a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. Cool. And you came together in Jersey or?
Yeah, we're all from New Jersey, okay. Like half an hour from each other.
I couldn't help but notice he's playing the other guitar, but your guitar, Steve, is small.
It's tiny.
Probably don't like that pointed out all the time, but
I put it through the wash a couple too many times, and here it is.
It's just a small guitar. It's no tuning differently.
Right. Yeah. I actually got it in Philly, at De Pinto Guitars.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of really cool old guitars. It was like $300, and I just kind of liked it. I actually didn't know that it was a smaller scale guitar until we played later that night, and because I didn't use a strap with it when I was trying it out, and then the sound guy pointed out that it was really tiny. So,
yeah, sounds great.
Oh, cool.
So, what's
Thanks.
Next?
Next is a song called "Don't Get Stuck."
Delicate Steve playing live for us today, and that's Don't Get Stuck. And the subject of titling instrumentals, endlessly fascinating. You look at jazz tunes like Bud Walks In, you know, and things like that. I got to think there's a reason that is called Don't Get Stuck.
There's no funny story. I was just getting frustrated with I just kind of felt directionless when I was working on that song. It was like the fourth song I was making for this thing that I guess I was calling an album at the time, and started to just think too much ahead in the future, and it just got like really down, and I was about to stop working on the album, and then I took a minute and decided I'm just going to finish the song, get it done as fast as I can, and then afterwards I really liked it, and I thought it was one of the ones that I really liked, so I decided to call it Don't Get Stuck, kind of as a reminder. And then Proud Elephants, I just put that on there because it just reminded me of kind of elephants marching for some reason. So
thank you so much for doing this live. It's really, really
thanks
fun.
For having us.
Delicate Steve, Fading Into the Sunset. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.